broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. I'll take my leave once more.
Started in 1987 as a way to bring national attention to Texas musicians like Alejandro Escovedo, South by Southwest has grown into America's largest music business conference. In fact, with more than 11,000 participants attending the four-day music conference this year, and over 5,000 more taking part in the film and interactive conferences, South by Southwest has become the largest entertainment conference in the United States. According to South by Southwest co-founder Roland Swenson, the event contributed more than $38 million to the local economy in 2006. Was the number higher this year?
I really don't know. I know a lot of people come here and they spend money. And I know the businesses count on it, the service businesses, the nightclubs, the restaurants. You know, you ask any cab driver here, and he's like, oh, yeah, we wait for this. This is our week.
The South by Southwest Music Conference proved to be such a success in its first years that two more festivals, one for films, the other for interactive media, were added in 1994. As Roland Swenson explains, adding a computer-related event was a bold move in those days.
In fact, when we started the interactive event, the World Wide Web was still very new. Mosaic, the first web browser, had just been released. And the first year that we had the interactive event, we filled a room with computers and internet access, and we called it the Internet Theater. And there was a line for people to come in and look at the internet for the first time. And then the following year we did it again, and there was no line at all, because by then everybody was on the web every day.
There is one thing that has not changed in the years since the first conference. A career can be made at South by Southwest. And that's why the thousands of entertainment industry types are still drawn to town. Bands without a label come looking to find one, while computer game developers may arrive looking for money to take their newest project out of development and onto your laptop computer. And while others come primarily to share their real-world knowledge, there is no denying that everyone is looking for the next big thing. Doreen Ringer Ross is Vice President of Film and TV Relations in the Los Angeles office of music publisher BMI.
Well, I'm here for the South by Southwest Film Festival, and I believe that the independent film culture is really the artist development forum for the film business, for the film and television business, actually, which are sort of blurring together. So if you start to look at whose careers spawn from this forum, you'll see that it is the artist development ground for all the new directors, all the new actors, composers, writers, cinematographers. In about a 12 to 13 year arc, you'll start to see people who start to spring out of this world becoming right in the middle of the mainstream of the entertainment business, because this is where all the interesting ones all seem to come from. So it's like Sundance. It used to be 20 years ago, except it's happening here in Texas. And it's really special because it's attached to this music festival, so it has a huge music component to it, which really defines it. And then, you know, within 2 days, the town will be overwhelmed with nothing but bands.
Those musicians will be the focus of our next report on South by Southwest 2007. It's estimated that close to one quarter of the more than 1,400 bands taking part in the week-long event this year came from outside the United States. 108 were from Canada, with Australia and New Zealand sending a record 42 groups to South by Southwest this year. In all, 39 countries were represented. The United Kingdom, which sends more bands than any other foreign territory, had 145 acts in Austin this year. They included Lily Allen, the Fratellis, and Amy Winehouse, who had everyone talking about her showcase set and party appearances. I'm Catherine Cole.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been